ladies and gentlemen, friends and rivals. My name is Jared. With me is Faith.
Hello.
And we also have some new friends tonight. Making their debut on the podcast is the Blue Blur himself, Scott.
Hello, everyone.
And his shadowy counterpart, Aiden.
You're a colorful bunch.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we're settled in at the kids' table as we take a look at Sonic Speed Battle, designed by Anthony Thorpe, graphic design by Lauren Yu, Whitney Tsai, and Gwyneth Moore, and published by Kesco.
Race to Victory in Sonic Speed Battle, the fast-paced card game where speed, strategy, and quick thinking determine the winner. With three games in one box and a multitude of characters to choose from, does Sonic Speed Battle race at a high score, or does it spin out along the track? Find out as we discuss. Ready, set, Speed Battle!
Nice.
Silent clap.
Oh, well, hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Love it. Hey, so I recruited both of you specifically for this episode because my understanding is you're both Sonic experts.
Yes.
You could say that.
Faith more or less was introduced to Sonic tonight, right?
Yeah, except for at GC when, do you remember that time before service? There were these video games that boys used to play. And one of them was Sonic Speed Bat.
I gotcha.
One of them was Sonic. So,
you've seen it played once.
I've seen it played, but I don't. I kind of know what I'm doing, but I kind of don't.
Yeah, so. I understand that because I don't think I've played Sonic in 20 years.
And you haven't introduced me to it.
Wow. I haven't played it in over 20 years. So. But you guys, I mean, Scott is wearing a Sonic t-shirt tonight. You obviously know how to speak shadow, so there's that. So I'm curious. Either one of y'all, feel free to jump in. Who's your favorite character in Sonic? What do you like the most about Sonic? Just give me your love for Sonic for a few minutes.
I have a favorite character.
All right, hold on. It's not your turn.
No, I have to think about it.
Do you know your favorite character?
My favorite character is Shadow because he's like really cool, and I like his backstory and stuff.
Yeah, so my understanding, Shadow's this anti-hero, right?
Kind of.
Okay.
What's an anti-hero?
They start off like a villain, and then they go to being semi-nice, and then they go to completely nice.
Yeah, I remember now.
Cool.
That happened in Power Rangers.
That's true. So were you first introduced to Shadow in like a movie or cartoon, or was it in the games? How did you learn about Shadow and come to fall in love with him?
Sonic 3.
Like the movie that just came out?
Yeah. Well, I've liked Shadow for a long time, but I never thought it was my favorite character because I always liked Sonic because that was the literal main character.
I always liked Sonic too growing up, and I knew about Tails, but didn't really know a whole lot else. I didn't really dive deep into the lore of it, but definitely, just in looking in this box tonight, there's a multitude of characters, so that's pretty cool. What about you, Scott?
I mean, I've always loved Sonic, but Tails, I just love the sidekick character, and, you know, he comes in saving Sonic whenever he's in a bind, and just a lot of his tech stuff that he likes. He likes to, you know, build his airplane and fly it around, and I think that's probably my favorite.
No, I think that's really cool. Scott, what got you into Sonic originally?
One of my earliest memories is actually playing Sonic 2 on the Sega Genesis.
Nice.
Yep.
Very cool. Okay. Have you played any of the Sonic games, Aiden?
I've played Sonic 1 on my phone, and I've also played it on my AmberNIC. An AmberNIC is like an off-brand ROM system.
Love that. Faith, based on what you've seen, you saw Sonic 3 tonight.
Yeah.
You've played this game, and you've watched Sonic played a little bit. Do you have a favorite character?
Technically, I'm tied between two.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
My favorite one is Tails. I don't have a reason. I just like him. My other favorite one is Knuckles because he was really funny. One part in Sonic 3, they were doing a plan and he said, "I shall break the glass." And Sonic was like, "In case of an emergency." Not just right now. In case of an emergency. I just love him. He's really funny.
That's cool. That's actually really funny. So I don't know a whole lot about Knuckles or most of the group, but Knuckles reminds me of Raphael from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I always thought he was an interesting character.
Ready for some baseball?
That's right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. That's another one I've not gotten you into yet, but maybe one day. All right. Well, I'm going to give us a brief overview of how to play this game, and then we will talk about it. So there are actually three games in this box. There is a racing game, there is a dueling game, and there is a search game. They all use the same primary deck that have four suits in them. There's rings, snow globe looking things, springs, and speed shoes. All the necessary equipment that you would need to create a successful race.
I believe it's called an item box or power up.
Not a snow globe.
No, not that.
Okay. We have reached the extent of my Sonic knowledge. Thank you all for showing up. So you have these four different suits. They're numbered 1 through 3 within their suit. And this deck works with all three different games. Each game has a set of 8 characters that you can choose from. Each character has a speed value and a special ability. And so just depending on which game mode that you're playing, you're either racing to be the first one to a certain number of points, or you're dueling, trying to get everybody else's health down to 0, or you're trying to find the very precious emerald shards. Having played 2 Sonic games, I know that emeralds are everything in this universe, right?
That's true.
They make Sonic, Shadow, Knuckles, Tails, and those are the ones I know, into super versions.
We saw Shadow and Sonic work together in Sonic 3, too.
You might not want to spoil it.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Spoilers. So wait. I know we're not how to play, but let me get this straight. Do they have powers and the emerald shards make them super duper powers, or they have no powers and the emeralds give them power?
They already have powers, but the emeralds give them more power.
So if I were to put it in Pokemon terms, it's like a mega evolution or something of that nature.
Kind of. It's not like a little.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Every Sonic fan out there has head and hands right now, but that's okay.
Because Sonic can still run very fast, but this time
he goes even faster.
When he gets the emerald, he can run in even faster.
He can also fly.
And he can fly? What?
And correct me if I'm not getting this straight, but he can also run through space.
Yeah.
I would say Super Saiyan, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, is...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot this is based off of Dragon Ball Z. All right. Very good. Makes sense. All right, cool. So you have these three different game modes, and each one probably takes 10 to 15 minutes to play. Again, you're using this main deck to kind of facilitate the standard game mode that you're playing in, and then you can kind of hop from one game to the next. We're not going to really go into the intricacies. I will link how to play videos for each one that only take 2 minutes to watch, but with that, we will discuss.
I'll race you there.
Nice. Very clever. It's a proud papa moment. All right, Faith, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
What is your favorite part of this game? Actually, let's start with this. Do you have a favorite game mode? Do you like the racing, the dueling, or the finding the shards best?
Dueling.
Really? You like dueling the best?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about you, Scott?
I think that the treasure hunt?
Yeah, the emerald shards.
I like that one.
The treasure hunt?
Mm-hmm.
I like the racing one because I liked doing those, like, what were they called? The battles.
Oh, the homing battles?
The homing battles. Those were really fun for me, and I liked to make up like strategies.
I think racing is the best of the three, without a doubt.
I am also kind of tied between racing and dueling.
Okay, very nice. That's really interesting, Faith. I didn't like the dueling one. It felt very clunky compared to the other two for what this game is trying to be, but that was just me.
But technically, Shadow is fighting against Sonic most of the time, right?
Most of the time, Shadow's bad, but sometimes Shadow's good.
But you don't get to be Sonic in the dueling part, because it's different characters. So each game mode has 8 characters to choose from, but they're all unique. So what you see in Treasure Hunt, you're not going to see in Racing, and in Racing, you're not going to see in Dueling, and so on and so forth.
Racing only has Sonic and Shadow.
Yes.
Racing has Sonic and Shadow.
In the race, that's correct. Yeah. But for me, one of the things that I really liked, like you were saying, Aiden, is I felt like the racing had a little bit more decision-making to it, whereas the other two were more of, we're going to draw cards and see what happens kind of thing. And so the homing battles, I'm glad you brought that up. So in the racing game, if you play numbers with other people that are the same, then you're doing this face-off to see who actually wins to get the more points. And that adds an extra element. So I really like that. Scott, what about the Treasure Hunt really pulled you in over the other ones?
So I think maybe it was because of the character that I chose, Vector, where he was allowed to have 4 piles instead of 3. I thought that was a cool dynamic, gave me some more options. Well, I think it might have been a negative also, because I was pulling, spreading out and using more cards than other people were on their piles. I just really like that aspect of digging through the pile, trying to find the specific cards that you need to get the shards. To me, that was pretty cool.
Cool. Faith, what did you like best about the dueling?
One of the things that I really liked was being able to pick anybody around the table to challenge one-on-one. And I also really liked the special weapon ability that will allow you to apply a bunch of extra damage when you play a ring.
Yeah. The special weapon was actually, I think, my favorite part of the dueling. You've got this secret thing going on, right? Where you know that something is sitting down there and it might be enough to take somebody all the way down to 0, where normally you're just dealing 1 damage at a time. So it adds an extra element that I really did like.
My least favorite would have been the Treasure Hunt one, because I wish like you can, there's like a secret ability or something. There's like ability at least, that you can like draw multiple cards, because it took me so long. I didn't even get to do it when we were playing. I was trying to get this one shoe card and it was so hard to get, and I did not enjoy that.
Yeah, that's interesting, because even with the dig mechanic at the beginning of each turn, where you do get to discard cards and find new ones, you're still at the mercy of the deck. So I totally understand that about feeling like I have to find this one card to complete my combination, but you couldn't find it. Definitely frustrating for sure. Let's see. So the characters across all three of these, did you guys feel like they remained faithful to how these characters are in other formats of Sonic?
Kinda. For duels, it was mostly like characters that fight. Like, it was mostly dark and light characters, like good and bad characters. It was like equal, but for the racing one, it was just all characters, and for the dig one, it was like mostly like ones that like more like Knuckles, Rouge, like references and others.
What about you, Scott? Do you feel like it was kind of on brand or no?
I feel like they definitely picked, you know, 4, 5, 6 maybe characters of each specific game type that really fit and made a lot of sense, but then they were digging really deep for a few of the other ones into lore that most people that even super fans might not even know those characters.
Yeah.
But, you know, for example, having Knuckles in the Treasure Hunt makes a lot of sense, because that's what he does in Sonic Adventure. He's looking for the shards. That's a no-brainer. Sonic for the speed, again, same thing. So, yeah, I think that they did a good job. And you played big on, and his ability was basically fishing, which is what he does in the game. So I think that they tied in what their abilities are or what they're known for into the game in a fun way. And I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you could definitely, I mean, you can feel when they're kind of pulling for those deep well characters. And there was a couple of those that definitely showed up tonight. But with that, Do you feel like, so you got these characters that they kind of represent who they are. Do you like seeing those deep cut characters? Do you feel like there was enough? The game is light. Like, it's very much at a kid level, family weight level, something where you can just pull out some cards and start playing. Did you feel like you were playing Sonic, or it was just like, we've got cool Sonic art on these cards, where we're just kind of drawing and doing the thing?
No, I didn't think I was playing a Sonic game. And we played Sonic Roll once, and mm-hmm. that really felt like a video game in tabletop form. Like, the references and everything really felt true to the game.
Yeah.
This is more of just a theme to maybe another game. As far as the other, going to the beginning of the question about whether or not I like the deep cuts or not, I think I would have probably preferred if they would have just kept the same main characters, picked maybe 12 and dropped a couple between certain game types. But yeah, I mean, for me personally, a lot of these characters, I don't even know who they are, and I've been playing for 30 years. So
agreed. Well, not like the playing for 30 years and not, it's not, that's not even how old I am, because you're only 9 years old.
10.
10.
You're a third of the way there.
Seven-third.
No, that makes sense. So let me ask you guys this just from a gameplay perspective. To me, each of the games are simple. Did you feel like they were easy to pick up, or did it take a little bit of time for each game?
I thought it was like more pick up and play. And it was like really easy to set up. You didn't have to like get out this whole board, put the cards in the right spot, like something like Monopoly or Life.
Well, I think this game was really easy to learn, especially for Sonic fans, especially. Yeah. I wasn't a whole great at knowing how this game worked, because it's just kind of hard to know how to play a game based on something that you don't even know about.
So you think that, so you kind of heard Mr. Scott talking about what each character does from a lore perspective, and you felt like that gave him an advantage?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, what is happening here? And then he said lore, and I was like, are we thinking about lore, Connor, right now?
You silly goof.
And this game is really easy to learn. You can pick it up and play it.
In my opinion, I think it was really hard to learn with the book. The way they worded it was a little weird, and I didn't really like it. I think if you have someone like Jared that really knows what they're doing, like when you start playing, they can like teach you while you go, which really helped me while I was playing the game.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting in the rule book, because I feel like it tries so hard to be so simple, but at times you almost want a little bit more clarification to make sure you're understanding what they're wanting you to do.
One of the things about knowing the lore that during Faith's turn, when she picked her characters, she had her choices were Shadow or Espio. And she went with that Espio. But if she would have gone with Shadow, based on his ability and knowing some of the lore, she might have done better that round based on his ability.
I would agree.
I still almost won, but
yeah. Well, and we all agreed at the end that Shadow probably had the best ability of all the characters.
Yep. It was because Shadow was like the main one of the like the whole thing. Like the main.
I chose the other card instead of Shadow because I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Keep going.
I think it's because Shadow, because like there were like these main characters that had like really extremely good abilities that like, and it's also, I feel like it's kind of unfair, say that your buddy across from the table has like something really extremely good, but you just have like two ones that like are not good at all. It's just kind of an unfair advantage that I don't really like the idea of.
So you really didn't care for how much luck is involved in this game?
The luck, since like someone has to be like extremely lucky to get, like it's like a one out of, it's like all chance.
Yeah.
Even the character that you pick.
And most likely before you you choose your character before you do the rules. So, and you don't even know what any of the stuff stands for.
That's fair. Okay.
That makes me wonder how extra plays, like once we play again, if it'll change who we pick and how we play.
Yeah, I think so, but I think you brought up a good point. Like, you're dealt two, which it's nice to be able to choose, but if someone is dealt Sonic and Shadow on a racing format, like, that stinks.
That is not fair.
Yeah. The game is very luck-based. I mean, it is purely a draw and play, whatever you draw kind of game. With a little, like, there's a little bit of choice sprinkled in, but for the most part, you're playing your cards. All right, so with all that, we'll kind of wrap it up. And so with the kids table, we do a thumbs up or thumbs down system. So Aiden, do you want to go first? Or do you want to go after Faith?
I'll go after Faith.
All right, so Faith, two thumbs down, one thumb down, sideways thumb, one thumb up, or two thumbs up for this game?
One thumb up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was kind of hard to learn this game. Because I like it. I really love it. I love everything it did and how it really got into... I like how well it got into the Sonic characters.
You like being introduced to all the different characters?
The only part I didn't like about it is that I didn't know anything about this game. I had no idea who the characters were. I had no idea. Yeah, I just had no idea.
The only context you had was the names.
The only context I had was... I had no idea about a lot of stuff, so that's why I gave one thumb up, because I would really like this game if I knew more about it.
No, that's actually
me.
Really helpful, Faith, because if someone is thinking, oh, I really like Sonic, I'll show it to my non-Sonic friends, then they're going to know that might be something that needs to be overcome. So that's good. That's really good feedback. Aiden, what about you?
I would do a one thumb sideways, because like, it was very hard to learn, and... The only one that I liked was the race one, because it was more enjoyable than the other ones. The other ones just like looked like they were just snuck in there. The main attraction was the race one.
I like it. I think that's fair criticism. What about you, Scott?
I'm gonna go with one thumb up. And
really, I did not expect that.
What did you expect? Do you think I would go with two?
I thought you'd go sideways.
Well, and that's, I would probably do that if it was not Sonic themed.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
The because it's Sonic themed, it's already got, you know, I'm such a big fan, so I get the one thumb up there. But I really like the treasure hunting. I like the speed, the race. The duel was my least favorite, but also because we played back to back, I think that was a little, trying to learn the rules with the same deck was a little bit wonky. But yeah, I mean, one thumb up. It's a fun game. And doesn't take too long and easy to learn. So.
Okay, fair enough. I'm actually going to give this a thumb down. I don't care about Sonic. Not that it shouldn't be cared about by others, but I've just never gotten into it. And I think that for me, it sits in that place of it doesn't have enough going on for me to stay engaged. And I agree with you. Dueling and looking for shards just feel like a throw-in. They made a racing game and they're like, oh, can we add more to this? And the racing game was the only thing that really was like, okay, this is kind of fun. But even with that, if I would only want to play this with my kids, and I think it's got this weird complexity behind the simplicity that I don't really like, that it wouldn't be a good fit for them. So I don't know. It's not one that's probably going to stay on my shelf for very long, unless the girls just really get into it. Well, there you go. But regardless, I give it a thumb down, and that's where we sit. So with that, do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap up tonight?
Got to go fast.
I don't know what to say.
Great. Perfect. No worries. I'm glad that you got it all out. So with that said, thank you guys for being here with us tonight, and thank all you listeners for showing up as well. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com, shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com, or find us on BoardGameGeek. All these links are in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing to your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, and joining the conversation on Discord. All these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, to Anna Snyder who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chistlin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as we head back over to the feature table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.